at the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, now this is a sugya we had slightly in Tzubas. It's more so in Saita. And it's here also. Ein Echad Omer Meis V'Nissus. An aid said that the husband died and the lady got married. Uba Echad Omer Loi Meis. And then somebody came and said, no, he's alive.
Did we finish up to the Mishnah?
We stopped at the bottom
of Kuf Yud Zayin. We never turned the Amud.
I did not. Thank you. I left off at the top of the Amud base. Thank you. The Gemara had a Shaila. Thank you. On Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom, Gemara had a Shaila. A woman who, Reuven and Shimon are paternal brothers. And Reuven is married to a woman. And Shimon's mother testifies that Reuven died. That will give Mrs. Reuven the chance to either do Yibum or Chalitza to her son, but then the husband's going to come back and mess her up forever. So since she's afraid this will be her daughter-in-law, so she would lie now to get mess up that woman. Or do we say, at this point, she's not a daughter-in-law. Mothers-in-law hate daughters-in-law. It's not, why should she hate her? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Right now, we know that a Yaventa hates because he's a potential second wife. It's not happening now. Reuven and Shimon are both married. Shimon's wife cannot testify that Reuven died because she views that woman as a potential competition. And therefore is already scheming, is that the word, to get that woman into trouble. How about a potential mother-in-law? That's the question. Dr. Gemara Tashima, Amra Meis Baili, Biakach Meis Chami. A woman said, my husband died. And then she said, my father-in-law died. Okay, so now, right, a woman's married, believed to say her husband died. Now, she's saying her father-in-law died. That means she's being matur her mother-in-law to get married. Now, daughters-in-law aren't believed about their mother-in-law. But the daughter-in-law is not a daughter-in-law anymore. She said her husband died. Right, the lady came in and said, my husband died. She's believed. And then she said, my father-in-law died. That means she's permitting her former mother-in-law to get married. Because she's not talking about a current mother-in-law. Her husband died. If her husband died, that woman is not a mother-in-law anymore. So we say, she's believed as far as her husband's concerned. The chamaisa asura, but the former mother-in-law cannot use her testimony. And the question is, why not? A daughter-in-law hates her mother-in-law, but she's not her mother-in-law anymore. So why should she hate her? Zok the Gemara, my taima. And the Gemara now speculates on why that reason is true. So the Gemara wants to say, my taima chamaisa asura, because maybe the whole thing is a lie. Her husband didn't die, her father-in-law didn't die, and she concocts this whole story to mess up her real mother-in-law. First she says, you're not my mother-in-law, and then she messes her up because she is a mother-in-law. Meaning, maybe this woman who came in and said her husband died, her husband didn't die. Right. And then she said her mother-in-law, father-in-law died, he didn't die either. And the reason she made up this whole story is that her mother-in-law should get remarried and get messed up. He's not getting married. She just said, my husband died.
I don't know if she's not going to get married.
Again, she walked in and said, my husband died.
Don't tell me that she doesn't want to get married. You don't ever know. Maybe she'll see
Again. She walked in and said, my husband died, my father-in-law died. So we say, you can get married, lady, but your mother-in-law can't. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of that maybe nobody died, and then she's messing up her mother-in-law.
Why do you have to come on to that? Even if it
was true that her husband died. She still hates her mother-in-law, even if she's not her mother-in-law anymore. She still hates her.
No, because the reason of the hatred's over.
Stop straight away after 20 years.
100%.
20 years of misery. Oh, I love you again.
What's the reason why?
Because she's there. Because of the relationship.
The money thing, no.
No. The money thing goes the other way. The money thing goes to the mother's support. Now since she hated her, the daughter hates the mother. But that's not going to go away because the husband died.
Well, her money thing
go away.
Give our answer, but we'll get there. Dr. Gemara, my time, Machamai Sasura. Lam Mishim Domina, Loy Bailam Beit, Loy Chamir Beit. Brother Kamraka, look at Kulu Chamai Sasura Machavna. Now, at this point, her mother in law is not whispering any secrets about her. Her husband's out of town. Her husband's in China. Why is she trying to get her mother in law into trouble now? Because potentially, her husband's going to come back and her mother in law is going to start saying secrets again. So we see women aren't only worried about the current, they're worried about potential. Here is this woman at this point, her mother-in-law has nobody to tell the secrets to. Why should she want to mess her up now? She's not a threat anymore at this point. The answer is, she's a potential threat. Sooner or later, her husband's going to come home, and at that point, mother-in-law's going to start wagging her tongue again. That means women are worried about potential. After my husband comes back, she shouldn't start bothering me. So that means women are worried about potential. That's different. She already has this hatred. It's already inbred in her. So of course, even though her husband's not home now, and she has a respite, but in her mind, this woman is a threat, was a threat, made my life miserable, so I'll get even with her. This Yavam's mother never was a threat, never did anything wrong yet. So, he's going to worry about something that might happen? No, Raya. Which was the question of the Gemara. Dr. Rashi. Amra meiz b'ayli v'akach meiz chami. Rabu sashmin and tell me a chiddush. Davagav domra b'reish meiz b'ayli. Even though she said meiz b'ayli v'nimtza she'ezu chamayis, it's not her mother-in-law. V'ari log in achris, it's like a stranger. V'lo hagilu mehemni, she's not believed. She's not believed to say her father-in-law died and her mother-in-law, and we say her mother-in-law's us. My time, I love Chamaisi. Why not? She's not a mother-in-law anymore. Her husband never died and she is her mother-in-law. Excuse me. And her father-in-law didn't die, Mace. But who calls her? Miss Kavna, this calculus, she's messing her up. We have a guy the hashtag of an usher who begins to say, Yom Vaini, Mesla, even though the son of the mother-in-law, I mean, her husband, is out of town and she's not wagging her tongue now, she's not spreading any good, any juicy information. I feel like Maska Kala died to the Kalkulam Akshav, but in the daughter-in-law's mind is, let me mess her up. When they both come back, she will be embarrassed and shamed, period. Will I taste the tartan? She'll never bother me again. The answer is the Ragish Latsara. She already felt the pain of having a mother in law. The son of the sinner Yeshanahu. This is an old hatred. Eight I'm amazed, Venices. And eight I ever said, and eight came in and said a woman's husband died. And she got married. And then all of a sudden somebody walks in and says, hello, I just saw him last week. He's not dead. Because we believe the first eight, come welcome Shemina Tyre and Echad Harakanachnayim. The first one gets the power of two. And the second one cannot come and contradict it. Once we believe the first aid, she got married, she is safe unless two Adam show up.
Rabbi, are these two witnesses coming in at separate times, or are they coming in together
point,
with one
yes.
testifying first?
What you're bringing up is very good. At this point, yes. The question is, are these witnesses coming in together or not? And it's no. One witness came in, and we listened to him, and we were mad to her, and according to the Mishnah, she even got married. The Gemara is going to point out that that's not necessary. But the Mishnah says she got married. 5 months later, or 2 weeks later, after the Chasana, in walks another raid and says, I saw her husband. What? No, nothing. No, that's not what happened. He comes in and says, I saw her husband. That's something totally different. The halacha is loy teitzei. One eight says he died. She got married. Then two eight come in and said we saw him. Because as much as we believe one eight, two eight are more believed. But it's not two. Because it's tishnayim. It's like two. It's more than one. But two is two. Two is the real thing.
So, wait a minute. We said Kishnayim.
It means it's more than the second one. Einaymer, Shnayimaymer, Mezveimaymer, Loimez. Obviously, this is Tinase. Two against one that she got died. We ignore the one and she can get married. The Gemara is going to say that's not a Kiddush. It's obvious, but we'll see.
Why does he even get involved?
He's an honest guy. He likes the truth. And he's claiming that he saw the guy.
No, but one witness
he can't live with himself. People do a lot of worthless things.
Opinion was birthed from the last halacha, Opish Lanisi. It was a chila she should not be.
What?
How
it's wording. Then he goes and he switches his FLP. Right, because
it's too late to say he died. You don't have to worry about even Tate here.
Exactly, we're letting her get married.
That in other cases, you prefer she shouldn't get married.
Again,
we say low Tate means.
She was married already. She said married already.
But if she not got married, we would not let her get married.
Yes, let's see the Gemara. That's why we have a Gemara. Something about time of the Nisus. How long Nisus? Like Tinasai. Mishnah says in 8-8, first case in the Mishnah. 1-8 came and said, he died. Bezin said, you can get married. But she didn't. And then another 8 came and said, he didn't die. The case in the Mishnah was, 1-8 said he died and she got married. Then came Mr. Second 8 and said he didn't die. So our Mishnah said, ignore him. But what happens if Mr. Second Aid showed up before she actually got married? We permitted her to get married, but then he showed up. Do we withdraw our permission? Mashma from the Mishnah, what did he not say? The Amar Ula Komokim Shemina Tarei Elechad Harikin Shnayim Vein Dwarv Shalechad B'mokim Shnayim. I, Ula, said, once we believe one aid, he's stronger than any other contradictory aid that comes along. So why are we removing our allowance? And for the Gemara Hakikomer, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Aid Echonim and Mace, Vitiruli Nasei. One aid said, you can get married, he died, and we permit her to get married. She didn't actually get married. When the Mishnah says Niseis, it means she was permitted to get married. We do not remove our allowance because the first aid has more strength because once we believe him, he gets more power than any subsequent aid.
What happens if two aidim come later?
That's stronger. We went through this already. This was the same kasha. You just reframed it.
No, what I'm saying is
push
that
the tape.
What I'm saying is
I know what you're saying.
It doesn't matter, Shuck. If you're letting her get married, that means case is closed.
Again, two Adam come in and said it's that. What am I supposed to do?
Let's say she got married.
Yes.
What happens now?
Should we break up the marriage and say I'm sorry?
Yeah. I mean, it does make sense. I just can't understand it.
No, her husband's alive. What are we supposed to do? What happens if she gets married and he walks in? What happens if we say get married and then he walks in?
Is this a get he has to give her?
It's the Tate to be it's the whole business. Yeah, it's not marriage, it's an ages ish. No. Because it was all relying on that was part of the thing we believed Eid Echad, is we tell her, if this ends up being wrong, you're going to pay a heavy duty price.
But she's not married at all then. Either not one of these two.
Well, she's married biblically to the first and rabbinically to the second, so she needs a get from both. But really, she's only married to the first. And we make him get rid of her. We make her get out of him because the bottom line is, we only believe the Eid Echad based with her investigation. 100%. Now, Tyson has a problem.
If she didn't get married, we say what?
She can get married.
Even when one came after, it did that contradiction. You still can get married?
Because we believed the first aid.
But if two come...
We believed the first aid. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Harikan Shnayim, Haruk Choshim Kishnayim. It's counted like two. Leteitze Metera Rishon. Ledavki Teru Kaidim Shiavei Echein Yamachishai. Rashi says it's only a Besim Paskin before aid number two came in. Avo Ba Kaidim Shatiru. What happens if Sunday morning an aide comes in and says the woman's husband died? Bethel is convening, and then on Sunday afternoon, in walks another aide before Bethel gave it to Sack and says he didn't die. So Bethel never believed the first aide yet. We didn't give him that strength yet. We didn't believe him yet. We're still talking about it. It's only when we paskin mutter, at that point, we're not going to withdraw with an Eid Echad. But if we didn't paskin yet, and an Eid Echad shows up, we throw our hands up and we say, we don't know who to believe, you can't get married. That's what Rashi's pointing out. The key word here is, he to rule in nasei. Bethan permitted her to get married. Now, Tysus comes along, I usually wouldn't do this, but I think it's just for honesty's sake. Tysus comes along and throws a little bit of a monkey wrench into the sugya. Because the Gemara we had in Ksubas, and we had it earlier in this Masechta, says that if a woman has an Eid Echad that says her husband died and we permitted her to get married, and then came a, what's her name again, another aide and said he didn't die, we recommend that she not get married because of wagging tongues. Lazus Vasayim. People will say, so why can't the Gemara answer here? That the reason it's Laitinase is because, not because she's illegal to get married, but because we don't want tongues to wag. It's a recommendation. Laitinase. What? The Gemara doesn't answer that. And the Gemara in Shubbos says that it's a recommendation because we don't want tongues to wag. So why can't that be the Gemara's answer here? She got married. We say, you're married already. Stay married. You didn't get married yet. We'll recommend don't get married. Because not because we don't believe the first date, but because why put yourself in a position that, no, you know, you'll give fodder for those who love to yap.
That's the second date. First single
aid
comes and says...
Yes, but before she got married.
Right.
So Tyson says that Gemara's mashma here, that if she, that the Mishnah said if she got married, the second aid came, we don't break up the marriage. If she didn't get married yet, not only wouldn't we tell her not to get married, but we would break up the marriage. That's how the Gemara understood the Mishnah, and that's what's bothering the Gemara. The Gemara's bothered, the inference of the Mishnah is, that if one aide comes in and says he died, and we said get married, and then another aide comes in and says he doesn't die, we would not only tell her it's not a good idea to get married, if she did, we would break it up. And that we wouldn't do because of wagging tongues. That's why the Gemara has the question, and the Gemara's answer is, no, we would not break up the marriage. We would leave the marriage alone, because we believe the first aide more than the second aide. We would recommend don't get married because of wagging tongue. Right, but the Mishnah was mashma, we don't break it up because she got married. Mashma, if she didn't get married yet, not only would we tell her not to get married, but we would break it up. That's the Gemara's kashanula. The Gemara's answer is, we would not break it up.
No, don't break it up. That's right.
But,
so her Tavila, we're not going to, well, the force over there that, by telling them Tavila weren't.
Well, it's a recommendation, not a halacha. Halacha is if you can get married. It's a recommendation. You know, lady, do yourself a favor, stay out of trouble.
So, bottom line, Lula says, Tate Damon, but if she did get married, you would not break up. That would mean how we learn Tate.
It's not Tate, it's just like Tate.
No, but he's dying on that, on the Tate part of it. So, what does Tate mean?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Didn't he say
that also? I have no idea what you're talking about.
In the case where second... Two Adam come...
We would break up a marriage.
Not just Tate Damon and Tara Risha.
We'll do everything. She got two Adams and her husband's alive.
So isn't that a Kashan Lula?
No.
Using the same wording. No Tate Damon takes versus Tate Damon. One is talking about breaking a marriage. One's a Tara Risha.
Hold on. Once one aid against one aid, and once one aid against two aidim. Once she didn't get married yet, and once she got married already.
I read the actual commission says those words.
Right.
What in the first part it doesn't say.
Well, then it says Benicis, but we're retranslating Benicis to mean we were mocked her to get married.
Lady wants to get married, so that question is.
Wait, it sounds a little made caramel.
No, I don't think he meant that. Yes, yes. I'm happy that Barakai, that was
It's just that. A lady wants to get married. She has to worry about some people. That's what they do for their living. That's what they do. Does it hurt her?
Yeah, you know.
I'm saying people that we're talking about over here, the mir to miyutim.
I don't know. I can't answer that question. See, the problem is you're tzaddik. We're going back to this again. And you don't speak Lashon Hara, and you don't... Oh, you're masking this question? Are you getting into the Haskalah
business?
I guess the question was just like...
I mean, I'm asking, if you're Zohar and Smir Salashon, this shouldn't happen. No Rav Huttner's word. The secret means you only tell one person at a time.
With all the shurim, I was sitting next to a guy for everyone to know, and he vomished. I was speaking about a gadol, and he said that gadol's not a gadol. How can you tell me that? I don't even know who the guy is.
Was gadol?
No, the gadol I know, but the other person, out of nowhere, he says, no, you're wrong. And what?
I heard this yesterday already. It's an old story.
But Trump tried to tell everybody.
He's from Missouri.
What?
You heard reruns before? 8 Eimer took the Mishnah. 1 8 said he died, and 2 8 said he didn't die. Frecting Marm Shita Deinach Dwarm Shalacha B'Makum Shnayim. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Of course two are believed more than one. And for the Gemara, big Chiddush here. We had this earlier, and we had it in Ksubas. Maitzvicha b'psulei edus. What happened is, these were not kosher edim. What happened is that the two edim that came in were women. An aide came and said, her husband died. And at the first teretz of this Gemara, it was a kosher aide that came in and said the woman died. the husband died. And then two women came in and said he didn't die. Now, normally, two Edom are two men. This is two women. But in this Parsha, we believe Psule Edom. We would have believed the woman to say the husband died, and now two women are saying he didn't die. What do we do? An aide came in and said he died. We were about to get married. Two women came in and said he didn't die. And when it comes to testifying about the death of a spouse, husband, they are believed. And now they're saying he didn't die. Zok de Mishnah, we break up the marriage. Because two women are more than one aide. Because biblically speaking, an aide is not believed here anyway. It's only a takana because of Iguna. That same takana of Iguna allowed a woman to be believed. So when two women come and say he didn't die, it's two against one, and they win, and we break up the marriage. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That the two Edom that came in are not necessarily kosher Edom. They're women. But the bottom line is, believing in Eid Echad was also not the regular rule. It was because of Iguna. That same Takana said that this testimony is accepted from all genders. And now two women come in and say he didn't die. So the first lashon of this Gemara says, it's two against one, the two win, we break up the marriage. Let's read it inside. Whenever you believe in Eid Echad, you go by majority of opinions. Two women against one man is like two men against one man. And we would break up the marriage. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Even though the two that said he didn't die were women, Hare Eid Rishim Batal Eflam. The first Eid is Batal. It's a Glashminikai Gavnan. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Called Malkam Shamina Taira Eid Echad. Ain't some Tairis Eidus. This is not the regular law of Eidus. Ki Hege the Chat Chashim Sule Eidus Nami Chashivi. Just like we believed one, we believe women. You don't have to check whether they're women or men. We go by majority of opinions. Two women, we win over one man. And we would break up the marriage. The second tarot is, one more Rashi. Two women that contradict one witness. It's like two men contradicted that one witness. And Sharisha Batu, we would break up the marriage. And that's a chiddush in the Mishnah. That two women can break up a marriage that we allowed by one man.
Two gamblers were not normally considered Edom. Are they Edom for some of this?
Yes. Sula Drabbanon, we accept Sula Drabbanon, we don't. We wouldn't accept a Goslin, but we would accept a gambler was only a rabbinic Goslin. A gambler is not really a Goslin, right? It was all done with agreement of both parties. But we consider him rabbinically a Goslin. But here we would believe Psuli had his Rabbanon, but it's nothing to do with this sugya.
But a known chakra or a Goslin.
A Goslin we wouldn't believe. I don't know what a chakra means, but a Goslin we wouldn't believe. I don't know what a known chakra means.
Lied before an invasion.
I don't know. Ibai Zema, the second tarot says that Nehemiah never said that. Reb Nehemiah said that two women are believed against one woman, but a kosher Eid Echad equals 1,000 women. Even though it's also a takana to believe the Eid Echad, but he's still a kosher Eid. And a kosher Eid gets strength, and therefore two women against the kosher Eid would not marriage. We would view it as one against one. If it's a woman that was matured to get married, women came afterwards, then we go by majority opinions. So the second law of Nehemiah is saying, if we believe in Eid Echad, and then two Edom come in men, of course we believe the two men. But if two women come in the Torah's mind, once that Eid Echad is a kosher Eid Echad, he equals all women. He's not more, and he's not less. We wouldn't break up a marriage once we were matured. Unless it's a woman that was matured, And then two women came in. So since we were dealing with women to begin with, then we go by majority of opinion and we break up the marriage. When one ate whose kasher came first, I feel a mayor nashim keid echad amyan, that even 100 women would be considered one witness. What happened was a woman came first. And this is Pshat Reb Nechemya. Two women against one woman, it's Kishnei and Rashi B'Ishachad. So therefore, even though we let her get married, we break up the marriage. I was staying Rashi B'Ishachad, and we wouldn't break up the marriage. The one kosher aid would be believed as much as 100 women, and we would view it as a 50-50, and you don't break up a marriage on that basis. Rashi. Right? If a second one aid came against the first aid, we would say we don't listen to the second one because the first one is stronger. A 100 women against that one aid, we'd stick with that one aid. We were mature to get married, we wouldn't remove the heter. That's not where the Mishnah breaks up the marriage. It was a woman that came. But this is up here. We break up the marriage based on the two women who came afterwards. We don't say that the first one is stronger. Even though we consider them two, but not when there's two against her. One woman, we mounted her to get married. We gave her the strength of two. So two other women show up, and then we say two wins over one.
Even if she got married.
Even if she got married. We'd break up the marriage. Two people said he died, and one person said he didn't die. So what's the chiddush? Of course two are believed over one. What's the chiddush in the last case? Dr. Gemara, Kapsule Eidus Kurb Nechemya. What happened was, it was two women that said he died, and one woman who said he didn't die. So now, the question is, do we say, L'chula, that we go with two women over one woman? Only L'chumra, two women can knock out a marriage, but we wouldn't allow a marriage based on two women against one woman. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But Mal does lean about the Rav Deis. Hainuach, didn't we say that already? Mal does take me here lean about the Rav Deis for Chumra. Avalakula, but to let a woman get married based on two women against one woman, none of these people are haters. It's a takara. Maybe we wouldn't go lakula with two against one. Kamash Malan, we tell her you can get married. Letting to break up the marriage, and Kula is to let her get married.
What's
it? Rashi. No, just Rashi. He wasn't Rashi. The Chumra Gamatiyasa, the Tony Tetzah. Yes.
To be one lady.
And take away the heter. But one of the two ladies came in simultaneously. Before we were matter. What if one lady and one lady come in together? And one says he died, and one says he didn't die. We're not going to get married. What if two ladies come in and say he died, and one lady says he didn't die simultaneously? Yes.
Rabbi Yitzchak, you skipped around.
We're relying on two women against one woman, and we're letting her get married.
Rabbi Yitzchak, you skipped the Rashi.
Two against one, we would break up the marriage. If one says he died and we let her get married, and then two showed up and said he didn't die, we'd make her break up the marriage.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, what's the question?
You skipped the Rashi, Palga.
I'll get back to it, yes. Again, The first case said a Mishnah. The middle case said a Mishnah. And one eight said he died, and two said he didn't die. Again, that was the case in the Mishnah. One and two. The Mishnah said break up the marriage. Frank the Gemara Bshita. And for the Gemara, one woman said he died, two women, and she got married. And two women came and said he didn't die. We break up the marriage. That's Chumrah. Next case. Two women came and said he died, and one woman said he didn't die. And we haven't passed him yet.
Together or out?
Together. The cool is, we let her get married. Meaning, giving two women strength over one woman is not only to break up a marriage, but even to allow a marriage. That's the Chumrah and the Kulah. The middle case said two women can break up a marriage when it was permitted by one woman. No, because you're being mocked, you're an age sister to get married, and there's a lady screaming that he never died. And there's only two women that said he died. We're playing with age sister. Now, the Ray pointed out, I skipped the Rashi, Kapalga. That's when one eight kusher came in, said he died, and then 100 women said he didn't. We would not remove the heter. Same thing, just like one against one, we wouldn't. One against 100 women, we wouldn't either. Okay. Her to get married, and we rely on the fact that before she acts on it, she's going to do her investigation since she knows the consequences.
Right, even though,
but we were mocked for it.
Right, that's the point I'm making, that even though we possibly she can get married, but don't think that it's going to be stuck forever if they ever
come back. Shows up.
If the husband shows up, he's alive.
No.
That's the Kiddush of Rabbi Shai. Now we can appreciate the Kiddush of Rabbi
Shah. She said it, that's because at the time when she came in, she did the investigation already.
Right,
that,
exactly.
Now we're saying something else, that we have Psaq, but still, she's smart enough to realize...
That's why we gave the Psaq, because we assumed she's smart enough to realize. This is the Kiddush of Rabbi Shah. Rabbi Shah finds it. That a lady came into him, and said she got a heter from a rav to get married, and her husband showed up. And Rav Moshe said, you're a liar, because if that rav gave you a heter, your husband would have died. There's no way that the Rabbeinu Shlomo would have let him paskin mutter, and your husband was still alive. The minute he paskin mutter, your husband would have died. That's what Rav Moshe is saying, that if you have a bezin of whatever that person was that he was talking about, Paskin that the woman is mutter, he'll never show up. It won't happen. He's going to die before he shows up. That rabbi just sent him off. Because you don't have that. A rav doesn't make a mistake like that. A competent, qualified, gadol, whoever it was that paskin. And that's what Ramesha looked her in the face and said, you're a liar. He could never have paskin mutter and your husband show up. It's the chiddush of Ramesha. So confident that she admitted that she lied. He was so confident. Now this poor woman really thought her husband died. In the war, he died. The Mokhamba, but the dummy. But there was no concrete evidence, and she claimed this rabbi was matri, and Rabbi Shah looked at her and said, you're a liar, he would never be matri.
Where did that come from?
the Akdama, the one of the Igros Moshes. But you need a Moshe to say that about that God, you know what I mean? Say, I don't know if it says what it was. That's the Chiddush. That after this Gemara, Rav Moshe said, when that Gadol Paskus, this never happened.
Yeah, but I'm sorry to... But
why are you sorry?
We had all these things about Bez Din. Well, I'm not talking about the Gadol, but about Bez Din Paskins, and it turned out they were in error.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's the...
That's what I said. Rav Moshe's Chiddush is that Gadol would never do that. It would never happen to that Gadol.
Bez Din a Gadol.
Doesn't say that. I mean, in Halacha, yeah, they make mistakes.
Yeah.
Ramesh is saying, I'm just telling you what he said. You're asking a card. This is called Al Zen Namar Kasha Ramesh.
No. You said a person that caliber can't make a mistake.
In this kind of a thing. That's what Ramesh is saying. I have no idea. He didn't say that. I can only say what he said. I'll let you write the rest of the story.
No, what I'm trying to say is...
You can print it and sell it.
Bez Din Gadol is not any less than this Gadol.
How do you know?
I have no idea. I'm only saying what happened. You know what I mean? First of all, I wasn't there. It's printed, the story. If it's true, it's a great story. I believe the story. It happens to be something I would believe. Again, I'm just telling the Chiddush of Ramesha. You're right. Without the Chiddush of Ramesha, you would say he made a mistake.
That low,
Osha,
low.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I know. What's the pasuk that says? Low Dikshol, he got. Where's the
pasuk that says? Well, come to it. I'm talking about meeting the Achilah of the Gemara. Says. Anyway, again, I'm just saying. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Tyson says it's only about meeting the Achilah. That tzaddiki ve'na kodesh baruch hu maybe takal al yadam. So Tyson says it's only by eating, not by anything else. Zakti Mishnah Vayter. Agus emeris meis, v'agus emeris loy meis. Now, Shem Ramsam Hashem was once a guy supposed to say, believe me because I'm a pessy. You know, somebody came to the rabbi chair and asked him for a bracha. And he said, so he said to the rabbi chair, Mada Chalti Berkas had Yikalabe Nacha. Imagine a bracha from you. So the rabbi chair said, you can give a bracha without the Kalvachim. Look to Mishnah Vayter. Agas Emeris Meis, Agas Emeris Loi Meis. One aide comes in, I'm sorry, two women come in, two co-wives. One comes in and says to Bez Din, my husband died, and the other one said, no, he didn't. So the halacha is, Zusha Emeris Meis, Tinasa Vetitl Ksubasa, Zusha Emeris Loi Meis, Loi Tinasa Vetitl Ksubasa. Remember, Tzara is not believed, right? Tzara is not believed. So, Rachel says her husband died. Leah is saying, our husband didn't die. So, as far as Rachel is concerned, Leah's testimony is worthless. The Tzara. He tries to make life miserable for Rachel. As far as Leah is concerned, Rachel's testimony is not believed, because Rachel might be lying to get Leah into trouble.
Why are we bringing in Ksubasa part?
Because that's not Rachel.
But in all the other cases, not like that? Maybe that's not?
It's less about whether she gets her Ksubasa or not.
Right.
And then we decided she does. Because the safer Ksubasa says, look, she nasi,
right.
Thank you, Ksubasa.
But so here.
We're trying to say that even though the other woman was saying she didn't die, makes no difference. We let her get married and we let her collect the tzibah.
So this is an exception to the
mission
that we just had.
Seemingly, yes. All going to be discussed in the Gemara, but seemingly, yes. At this point, we're assuming they came in simultaneous.
Right.
And usually simultaneous, we don't believe anybody. We throw up and say we don't know. But in this case, a lady's not believed about her tzara. So by not being believed about her tzara, she basically is not here, as far as her tzara is concerned. So Rachel is testifying and Leah is not here vis-a-vis Rachel. And Leah is testifying and Rachel is not here vis-a-vis Leah. What?
The mission on top is not talking about
tzara. Not at all. But Rashi, Aris Ameris Meish.
We believe it for them, who said not for their Kohath. We wouldn't apply it to their Kohath because it...
That's seemingly, again, I'm saying seemingly, because this is all going to be up for discussion. Seemingly, you're right. Rashi? Aris Ameris Meish, Shtei Nashim Tzaras Abaz and Dina Seyam, Aris Ameris Meish Baili, Lutzarasa Aimer Loimes. Now we move on to the next case. Agas Ameris Meis, Agas Ameris Nerak. One said he died naturally, and one said he got killed. Now, there was no war in the world. And she said a robber shot him to death. I buried him. And the other one says he died naturally. They both agree he's dead, but they're saying different stories. So Remeir Aimer, Hayo Makisha Zuazu, Arelu Lo Yunasu. Remeir says, we can't let him get married because they're arguing. The Gemara is going to say, so why didn't Remeir argue in the first case? What's the difference this case and the first case? And the first case, when the other one said he didn't die, we did let her get married. And here, all of a sudden, when the other one says he got killed, we say, oh, nobody can get married because she's saying he died and she's saying he's killed. So we don't know what to do. That means we're taking the Tzara seriously. If you're taking the Tzara seriously, so what happened in the first case? That's why I said in the beginning, seemingly, because the Gemara is going to have to deal with the fact that the mayor argues in case two and doesn't argue in case one. Let him get married.
Bottom line,
he's dead. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Let Remeir argue in the first case. This is what Maris makes, like you not say. However, two was two by this. Hagas made the bagas ain't nobody did not sustain Malikachas. But Rashi is pointing out, it's not because they're not arguing with each other. Even if one said he didn't die, we would let the other one get married. Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon say. But here both can get married because we believe both of them as far as they're concerned. We say to Rachel, you say he died? Get married. You say he got killed? Get married. The other one's not a testimony vis-a-vis you. So we'll accept Rachel's testimony for Rachel and Leah's testimony for Leah. They're saying different stories. Well, one said died, one said didn't die. We ignored Leah vis-a-vis Rachel. And we ignored Rachel vis-a-vis Leah. Same thing here. Again, Remeir seemingly is going on the second case. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. One of the two roots then will be he's going on both cases. But we have to do the Gemara, right? That's the time of war. That's what I said. She said I buried him. I wanted to avoid that issue. He got shot and I buried him. Then she's believed. I buried him. That's why I said that case, to avoid that previous Gemara. Isha Maris Meis, V'Isha Maris Le Meis. Together. Both walked in. Two ate him, no tsaras, regular women. One said yes, one said no. We weren't matur yet. Harizulay Dinase. We can't pass Gemutter because they both walked in before our psak. Rashi? Isha Maris Meis, V'Isha Maris Le Meis. Second one showed up before we were mounted the first one. Even if you were a Tzara, a Tzara. Because again, that's what it sounds like from Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to be bothered. We don't believe a Tzara. Here is Mashmah that we believe both of them. According to a mayor, we believe the Tzara to make Akasha. So this case of Isha Maris Meis, Isha Maris Lei Meis, according to a mayor, can be talking about two Tzaras. And we don't let anybody get married. Because your mayor said that before. Again, it'll depend on the Gemara. I think we should do the Gemara, and we'll come back to this Rashi. Because Rashi is telling you the end of the Gemara, and we didn't learn the end of the Gemara yet. So I think we'll leave this Rashi for the Gemara. Yes?
That's why
I forgot to read it. Yes. Before Beth and Pascha.
Those are one man each.
Yes.
About these two women who were married. Is that what it is? Where are they coming to?
About this, it doesn't have, yeah, or about one woman that was married to one man. It doesn't make a difference.